And, of course, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. And Bob is going to explain to you what's really going on in the world today. Basically, everybody was expecting 180,000 new jobs last month. Turned out there were only 18,000 jobs. Now, what does that mean? Well, basically, to have full employment, why you have to have actually about 150,000 new jobs every single month to take care of the new people coming into the workforce. And so if you only have 18,000 jobs, that means you went behind 132,000 jobs just in the month of June. And that doesn't look very good, but nobody really wants to tell you. We've lost 7 to 8 million jobs. They've been intentionally sent overseas. As part of the globalist program, we do everything we can to encourage companies to move overseas. And the biggest incentive is the fact that if you're an American corporation and you move out of the country, you don't have to pay any corporate taxes. And if you stay in the country, you've got to pay a 35% corporate tax. So, of course, corporations are going to move overseas, especially with no tariffs and no harassment, and no unions and no FDIC and all the other things that the people have to pay when they're in this country. This is part of the plan to make it difficult to have our jobs here and basically to shift our jobs overseas. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. And people say, well, should we lower taxes or increase them? And I say we ought to increase taxes. Increase taxes on corporations American corporations operating overseas, and lower the taxes here and put up a sufficient tariff barrier to protect American people. Say, oh, I would have massive unemployment if we did. Ladies and gentlemen, according to Bob Chapman, the unemployment, the U2 unemployment, the U6 unemployment is running about, well, somewhere in the over 22%. Bob Chapman, you pick up the story and explain to the people why our leaders seem to be so intent upon destroying the employment base of this country.
Well, number one is profit, which they keep overseas untaxed. And then also the ability to continue to do the kind of thing that they're doing to the American economy. And in the last 11 years, they have cost the economy $11.7 million. And that is a lot of money. Excuse me, 11.7 million jobs, not dollars. And that has done a terrible thing to the economy, and they're continuing to do it, and this is very costly. Unemployment U6 is 16.2%, and it's going to get worse. If you extract the birth-death ratio, you come up with something on the order of 22.6%, and that's what the government doesn't want to talk about, and that is also continuing to deteriorate as well. The U6 is a combination of U1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and they are, the U3 is the one that you see all the time, which is 9.1% or 9.2%. The others are for the people who have dropped out of the workforce, and people who are forced to work part-time. It's 33.4 hours.
Hold that thought, Bob. We'll be right back. Okay, Bob, go right ahead, because I think it's so vitally important that people understand that the jobs are not coming back again. I mean, everybody's waiting for the jobs to come back, but they're not.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Fact that there is an organized orchestrated effort to bring austerity and lower living standards to America. But you're never going to read about this in the Wall Street Journal. You're going to be led to believe this has to do with economics. It's only a matter of time before the jobs come back. And ladies and gentlemen, the jobs aren't coming back. They've been sent permanently overseas to the BRIC nations, to Brazil, to Russia, to India, to China, and even to some extent to South Africa. Some people refer to the BRIC nations, other people refer to the BRICS nations, including South Africa. But so, Bob, certainly, as we look and see what's happening, one of the things that you brought out, and I mentioned this in the afternoon program, but you brought out on several of your newsletters in the past that the Chinese are talking about setting up their own gold exchange. In other words, they're going to begin selling gold and silver there, you know, internationally. And if they do that, it could very well break the control that the globalists have over the gold markets, the world gold market, and allow the price of gold to find its own true level rather than the artificial level created by the internationalists. What is that really a valid assumption?
Well, I think so, because the interview that I referred to was with Andrew McGuire, who's many years been a specialist in trading gold and silver for different large corporations. And about a year and a quarter ago, about a year and a half ago, he gave the CFTC, Commodity Futures Trading Corporation, which is a agency of the U.S. government, he gave them all the information as to how the silver market was going to be rigged, who was going to do it, which is J.P. Morgan Chase, how they would go about it, when they would go about it. And the CFTC was in receipt of this information, and they went forward and watched the proceedings, and everything turned out the way that he said it would. Now, the CFTC had a hearing in last March, a year ago March, and they wouldn't invite Mr. McGuire, who's a professional, to the meeting. And so what he did was gave all the information to someone else who was at the meeting who presented it and said, you know, why haven't you done anything about this? And, of course, the CFTC didn't want to know anything about it because what they had done is essentially take the evidence and throw it out the window. So he got the story out, and then that was followed by the announcement itself that this had happened, but the SEC ignored it completely. And so he's come out again and talked about the Chinese exchange and how it will work and how it will be detrimental to those companies which were naked short, particularly in silver, which is a thin market with very little inventory. And so because of his stature in the industry, there's a very good chance that he could be correct about the Chinese stopping the naked shorting.
Well, I think really what's so fascinating is the fact it was very obvious that they actually manipulated the price of gold and silver and oil and all of these things here this last few weeks. But gold certainly has shot up. In fact, it closed just off its all-time high today. And silver certainly was forced down, but the price of silver is being manipulated. The stock market is being manipulated. Certainly the commodity market is being manipulated by something known as the Working Group on Financial Markets. It is a executive branch of government entity, and no, people really think the stock market is honest and straightforward, and it really isn't. It's all crooked, and if you know what's going to happen, you can make a fortune, and if you don't, they'll whipsaw you back and forth, playing your greed against your fear. But I think most of the most interesting things is that here we are in July, and gold has shot up to almost its all-time high. And I can see the same thing happening to silver. And ordinarily, you know, the old adage is sell in May and go away. In other words, nothing happens during the summer. Looks like this could be a very important and a very exciting summer. What are your thoughts, Bob?
I think you're right. Today, gold and silver are... gold rose again, and gold and silver were under tremendous pressure by the U.S. government trying to knock them back down again. And silver, they kept it down, I think it was 67 cents. And gold ended up the day firmly, and that was up 1390 at 1555.50. And I expect that there's going to be a very, very serious attempt at moving gold up to a new high here. And another significant thing is that they both have tested their support lows just below these areas for the seventh time. That's very unusual. Usually you'll have two or three tests of support zones, and the next step will be they'll either break down or they'll break upward. So you can see that every time that they're attempting to move the price down, they've been unsuccessful. So when you have a situation like that, what happens is that you have usually a very, very dynamic move to the upside. And so with that in mind, the next move should be dynamic. And historically, it's usually been over a six-month period about a 50 to 150% move. And so 100% in gold would be about $300, and in silver, probably around $70, maybe $80. And so I think that's what we're looking forward to, and it could happen during the summer when no one expects it. The summer has about 6 weeks to go, and that's unusual, but it could happen.
I think you meant $3,000 an ounce with gold in rather than 300. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I think it's important that people understand what you are witnessing is the breakdown of the financial structure of the United States, indeed of the entire world. And certainly, basically the European nations, some of them are in fairly good shape financially, but at least five or six of them, are on the bridge of certainly a collapse. We're talking about Greece, Portugal, Spain, Italy, Belgium, Ireland, and basically all these countries are bankrupt because they're joined together by a common currency and by the European Central Bank. So the European Central Bank is in real trouble. All of these institutions are in real trouble, and there's just simply no way of bailing these small countries out. Greece is bankrupt, basically what's happened. I mean, they've been suspending money like it was going out of style. They're letting people retire at age 50. Well, it's going to all change. They're going to have to start retiring at age 65. And they've had a very small, people don't pay their taxes, and they had a value-added tax of 13%. It's going up to 25 or 26%. And suddenly, a third of the Greek population has a plush government job. And they're laying off people right and left. And suddenly, for the first time, the Greek people are losing this wonderful utopian society. It was wonderful and utopian because, of course, they were spending money they didn't have. They thought that they could simply spend themselves into prosperity. And, of course, you get out of debt by borrowing more money. Well, it doesn't work that way. And, of course, it looks to me like the whole structure of Greece is going to come down. They keep telling us everything's going to be fine, everything's going to be fine. But that's just what the government of Argentina said about 6 years ago. Don't worry, everything's fine. Our currency is stable. The peso's as solid as the dollar. You got nothing to worry about. And they went to sleep on Friday night comfortable, and they woke up on Monday, and they lost two-thirds of everything they'd worked their entire lives for. I would think that would be something that people ought to realize, that government officials lie. And, of course, then, of course, they quit the government. They bring somebody else in and says, I'm not responsible. It was those other guys. And I can just see when something similar happens here, they're going to say, well, Ben Bernanke, the guy who used to be chairman of the Federal Reserve, he's the one. But certainly the new chairman of the Federal Reserve Board isn't responsible. We got rid of Timothy Geithner. All these guys who brought us down and lied to us, they're all gone. But now, of course, what we're ended up with is an impoverished population. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for Bob, let us know. But we're on the edge, and of course, as Bob has said, we don't know when this whole thing's going to come down. It could be tomorrow. It could be a month from now. It could be 2 years from now. It's not a matter of when. It's not a matter of if. It's just a matter of when. But when we get back, if you have a question for Bob, don't hesitate to call. It's vitally important, ladies and gentlemen, that you begin to protect yourself and your life savings. Because basically there are those within the Brotherhood of Darkness who want to impoverish the American people. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Rob calling in with a question for Bob. Rob, do you have a question for our guest today?
Yes, Dr. Stan. Hi, Bob. I'm kind of excited about this 10-8.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Currently selling at 6 to 10 times earnings. At this stage of the bull market in gold and silver and shares, in say 1978, they were selling at 150 times. And you say to yourself, well, why is that? It's because your government is manipulating the markets. It's not only in the gold and silver shares, which have kept the prices low, but the price of gold and silver itself, as well as in other markets. I mean, they hold the stock market up every day because it's probably the only thing that's left to the common people, the average investor, that has any gains or at least has held its own for the last 2.5 years. And so I think that what you're going to see is a switch into an accumulation of gold and silver shares. And you already have people who usually do that. And what they do is usually they'll buy gold and silver coins or bullion first. And after that, usually go into the shares. It depends on the individual and, you know, where they're heading, what they want to do.
And I think
some of these gold juniors have big multiples like they did in 1980. I mean, they can, if they pick the right one, they can really, you know, have a fantastic return.
Well, I think you want to diversify. In other words, you certainly don't want to go out too much into one. You want to cover your bases. What would you say to that, Bob?
That's right. And I always tell people to start off with coins. I'm not an enormous fan of bullion because coins can be used in a barter situation in the future. And so I always look at it that way personally. And I ask that people split their investments, perhaps 30% in gold and silver coins, and probably something on the order of 70 cents in the shares themselves. I mean, when you see shares like they did in 1978 go to I will say from 50 cents to $50, $55. And that wasn't unusual at all. And then we had many shares go from 50 cents to $400 and $500. Will that repeat itself? I don't know. But the possibility certainly exists.
That sounds like a pretty good chance.
Okay, anything else, Rob, before we let you go?
No, I'll be sending Bob an email. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, fine. This is our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We've got Rick calling from Illinois. Hi, Rick. How are you doing?
Thank you very much for taking my call. Number one, I just want to tell you this is my first time calling your show. I have a mountain of respect for you, Dr. Monteith, and I'm also, as you might say, admiring of Mr. Chapman, whom I've spoken with and who's been gracious enough to actually call me off-air. Just really two superb gentlemen who I tip the hat to. What prompts my call in question is this. Mr. Chapman, you're familiar with the... I know that you're familiar with the Frank Dodd Amendment. I have positions in the futures markets. Like a deer in the headlights, I really don't know what to do with my positions. Or are they going to be... zeroed out on the 15th? Should I sell them right now at what would be, say, a little bit of a loss? I'm really not sure what to do. And as you're aware, just for completeness sake on my part, it really seems to be pertinent more to the Forex than it does to the non-Forex. And I'm stymied. I don't know what to do.
Well, to me, it's pretty simple. If you're on Forex, you're going to get zeroed out.
And could you explain to our listeners what Forex is?
Well, it's an exchange.
Right.
Mainly, that exchange is for foreign exchange operations. And they do and have recently done gold and silver. And there's a lot of very high leverage there. And evidently, they wanted to... keep that leverage down. And also, what people would do is go short the dollar and long gold and silver. And the people in Congress who wrote the bill decided, well, we don't want people doing that. It doesn't affect COMEX. It doesn't affect gold and silver coins, bullion, or shares at all.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Yeah, I heard that. This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
From financial services, basically that's where the city is, the center of finance, really for the whole world is there, and the city in a separate city within the city of London. It's called the city because it has its own mayor, it has its own army, it has its own rules, has its own laws. It's independent from any nation in the world. The financial system of the world is centered around the Bank of England, and certainly this is a privately owned central bank that dominates probably most of the other banks, although certainly perhaps working hand in glove with our own Federal Reserve, and these two central banks dominating all the central banks of the world. But go ahead, Bob.
And so it's the same kind of debate. You raise the tax impose a tax on financial transactions, and people are going to migrate from, let's say, Europe, two other exchanges. The British are part of the European Union, but they certainly don't want to see that put in place because it would take a great deal of their business away. Well, the same is true with COMEX. Do all the traders and all the players want to go out of business? No, I don't think so. So I don't see the CFTC doing that. And if I was long positions in gold and silver, I would stay there.
Okay, anything else at all, Rick, before we let you go?
No, but I'll tell you one thing. I will stay the course, and I want to thank you very much because this has really been a knuckle-biter, and I'm sure going to help me as well as countless many others.
Thank you very much for that long-range view.
But, Vic, always remember the three rules of investing: diversify, diversify, diversify. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, very good. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You have a question for Bob. But before we get to that, why, Bob, would you like to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the International Forecast? And I will tell you, it's an amazing publication. It's 40 pages long. It's got just all the latest information from all around the world. I don't know how Bob is able to turn that out twice a week. But it is certainly a great source of information of what's happening financially. And if you're not watching what's happening financially, and you're going to be like most people are going to be wiped out and impoverished when the whole financial structure of the free world comes down. And, of course, the people who are going to make out all right are the very wealthy. They understand that paper money is worth just what it's the paper it's written on. Well, maybe not even quite that much. Paper money is simply paper money. The rich and the powerful deal in gold and silver. They want to keep us in paper money as long as they can. And until, of course, this whole house of cards comes down, they will survive. Most people will be wiped out because they are into annuities. They're into bank deposits. They're into CDs. They're into pensions. They're into certainly all sorts of things denominated in dollars and bank accounts, certainly. And they're in for a very rude awakening. When they suddenly find out that the dollar is not really solid at all, it's backed by the faith and integrity of our government. And, of course, $5 and the faith and integrity of the United States in government will buy you a cup of coffee any place today. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, Bob, how can people subscribe to the forecast, the International Forecaster?
Well, the Forecaster is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. Published Wednesday and Saturday by email, runs around 40 pages each time. We have a hard copy that goes out twice a month. It's for the people who don't have internet. And everything that you need to know each week is in that publication. You can get a free introductory copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com. theinternationalforecaster.com. You can also go to www.intforecaster.com, intforecaster.com. If you would like to get a question answered, and we answer everyone, or if you'd like a copy of either, or if you'd like a copy of the latest gold and silver recommendations, all you have to do is email us, Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com, Bob at intforecaster.com. And for those of you who would like to call toll-free, that number is 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right. I think it's vitally important that people are well aware of what's going on today. Suddenly they tell us that the jobs are coming back. The jobs are not coming back. They tell us, of course, that corporations are making money. The corporations are not making money. A few of them are. Most of them are not. And so the Cisco, I think, announced today they're going to lay off another 7,000 people. More and more of our corporations are laying off people. If they do have foreign offices, they're hiring overseas. They're not hiring here in the United States. Basically, the United States government today, 40 cents of every government, every dollar the federal government spends has to be borrowed. Where is the federal government borrowing the money that they're spending? Remember, 40 cents every dollar Washington, D.C. spends is borrowed. Bob, where are they getting that money? I thought it was so fascinating where they're just borrowing or stealing the money from.
Well, 80% of the U.S. Treasury bonds, bills, and notes are being purchased for about the last year and a half to 2 years by the Federal Reserve, which makes money up out of thin air. And they buy those in investments, those bonds. And that's how the government has been functioning over that period of time. And that's probably going to continue. And in that continuation process, more and more money and credit is going to be created. And when it's created, it becomes inflationary. The government says inflation is 3.6%. The government almost never tells the truth, unfortunately. Inflation now is probably in the vicinity of somewhere between 10.2 and 10.8%. Over a year ago in May, we said that we expected by the end of the year that as a result of this kind of thing that we would see 14% inflation like we saw 3 years ago. I think that's going to become a reality. And that's as a response to and as a product of the QE1, that would be the creation of money and credit called quantitative easing, and QE2. But QE2 comes next. It's QE1 we're interested in, and that's the effect that we're getting right now. Next year, the inflation from QE2 will become reality. And that should take inflation to 25 to 30%. Next, if they have a QE3, and I can't see any way they can avoid it, and it's going to be very large, probably somewhere between $2.3 and $3 trillion. And if I'm right, we could be looking at hyperinflation at 50%. And that certainly is not something we want. But that is the flip side of what they're doing. They're entrapped, and they can't get out. And at the same time, the major banks and many other companies in the United States are in bankruptcy. It's just that they haven't been forced into bankruptcy. And the reason why they haven't is because they're too big to fail. And they just happen to be some of the owners of the Federal Reserve. So I expect that there's going to be a continuum of what's going on until these people decide that they have the world where they want it, and what they're going to do is pull the plug. And when and if they do that, I cannot tell you, but I do know if they don't have soon a meeting, and that meeting is very, very important, a revaluation, devaluation, and a multilateral default, if that doesn't happen, this thing is going to go askew, and no one's going to be able to control it. And at the same time, we're going to have wars raging all over the world. And that's part of the plan of the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's a pattern that they followed for years and years and years.
And ladies and gentlemen, that war is coming. I mean, you can see how we're basically manipulating, actively involved in all of the revolutions and all of the fighting over there in the Middle East and the Near East. And of course, we're actively involved in a war with Libya. We're actively involved in a war with Yemen. We're actively involved in the war that's waging in Afghanistan and Pakistan. There's other wars our troops are there, our drones are there. In Somalia, we've been using some of the drone attacks. We're involved in wars all over the world. Why? Because our leaders want a world government. We want to dominate the world. We've got a troop station in 131 nations. America has an empire. as a stepping stone to the one world government. Now, one of the things you pointed out, Bob, was that the Fed is borrowing money from the various pension funds. Would you like to briefly touch that? Then we'll get to Bruce's waiting patiently on the line, calling from Spokane. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But what's this about borrowing hundreds of billions of dollars for the pension funds? What's that all about?
Well, it's the United States government, and because they have not extended the short-term, and that is short-term, debt that the United States government can be part of, they declared a moratorium from May the 16th to August the 2nd. And that moratorium is supposed to be up on August the 2nd, and it is estimated by myself that it will cost $275 billion, and the money is being borrowed from the federal pension plan, as well as, and I haven't told you this yet, Social Security and Medicare, which they want, of course, chopped to pieces, both of them. And what's going to happen next is they're telling us, well, maybe they'll extend it for 2.5 months. And if they extend it for 2.5 months, the cost is going to be about $700 billion. And they will continue to fund it that way. And how long that is going to go on, I don't know. But they're going to try to avoid this short-term debt extension. And part of that could turn out to be an attempt to give a number to and pass legislation, which already exists, to commandeer the contents of private pensions, 401ks, and IRAs. And I'm not saying for sure they're going to do this, but that possibility exists in order to be fair in the funding of the government, because the other entities are already been borrowed from, and now it's the public's turn. And so where this is all going to go is a matter of conjecture. But these are possibilities. And we're going to find out in August the 2nd, maybe sooner, what they intend to do.
All right. Somebody called in, asked about the GDXJ. That's an ETF for gold junior stocks. Is that a good thing to be in?
Well, it's better than nothing, but it certainly wouldn't be my choice. And the reason why is that I don't like the choices that are in there. Some of them I do, but others I don't. And I've never been a large fan of gold mutual funds, although some of them have done well. If you get the right stocks, they'll perform usually better than funds as a whole are. And it's been my experience in being involved in gold and silver shares over the last 52 years that usually management isn't all that good in funds, although some of them are. And so I have steered away from them and toward individual investments, which was a specialty and has been of mine for many, many years.
All right, let's go to Bruce, who's calling from Spokane. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
And
go ahead.
I want to ask Bob about his advice for people that seem to be stuck in the wrong investments or the wrong holdings. And myself and a few others, we've bought a lot of things over the decades that seem to be safe and secure and seem to be going up, such as antiques and old firearms and a few things that just had some intrinsic value and seem to be going up and following just the general increase of either price or society's valuation. And now ever since the glorious days of 2008, everything has seemed to have lost its luster. And it's very difficult to look at those and see that, what am I going to, I'm trying to sell at a loss? Am I going to throw them out the door, use for a boat anchor, or what?
Well, my estimate on a bad investment is when you see you've made a mistake and the market is not following the direction that you had hoped, you cut your losses and get out and go on to something else where you can recoup your losses, hopefully. Because of manipulation in all markets today, of all kinds, you have a very difficult choice. And in finding an alternative easily. But, you know, if I was in the general stock market or bonds, which are at 34-year highs, or if I was in antiques and swords, I would make them liquid. The only thing I can see being and have been for the last 11 years is in gold and silver-related assets. And I continue to recommend that. They've done well. They should have done a lot better. But that's okay. People are holding their assets together. They're not losing money. They're not taking the risk of being in a stock market where the Dow is 12,800. And all of a sudden you wake up 2 weeks later.
I'm going to have to interrupt you. I'm going to have to interrupt you there.
Okay.
Go right ahead, Bob. We got a couple of minutes left to finish off the program. Go ahead.
Sure. And so I'm...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
You need to understand the Brotherhood of Darkness. There really are secret societies out there. Those secret societies want to destroy Christian civilization and impoverish the American people. When you understand that, things make a lot more sense. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. What you need to do is get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and then you need to get my talk on the forbidden secret, my talk on the dark secret and the syllabuses that go with both of those. And they will really help you to understand the big picture of what's going on today. Certainly, we have a number of books on the financial issues. We have certainly the book of Rollback and Meltdown by Thomas Wood, an excellent overview of what's going on, although he really doesn't understand the conspiracy. He's looking at it from a financial point of view, but certainly they're excellent sources of information. But behind everything, there are these powerful conspiratorial forces. And, of course, if you have not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. And you need to get the other talks I mentioned. Again, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, just we wanted to mention that if you or someone in your family has cancer and you're concerned about a treatment, there are treatments that are available in other countries that are not available here. There are even treatments developed by the National Institute of Health that are not widely used that are very effective. Certainly, if you'd like to know more, the Invita Medical Clinic in Scottsdale, Arizona, it has branches down in Mexico as well, because there's certain things that they're not allowed to do here. If you'd like to know more, call them at 866-830-4576. That's 866-830-4576, the Invita Medical Clinic, or clinics, because, of course, they have access to the alternative treatments that are used effectively throughout the world. We have an excellent DVD. It's called Cancer Forbidden Cures. Cancer Forbidden Cures. Excellent DVD. And the fellow who produced this has actually given us permission to tell you, if you get the DVD from us, you're welcome to make copies and distribute them as long as you're not selling them. You need to let people understand that this is part of the population control agenda. You need to get information on chemtrails, on vaccines. There's so many things they're doing to undermine the health of the American people. So many people are ill today, and they're ill because everything is being done to actually make them ill. They're creating new diseases all the time, and you hear about them here, there, and elsewhere. Of course, one of these days, I fear they're going to release them, because the overall plan is to kill off most of the people in the world, and people say that's crazy talk. Well, if you really believe that, you need to get my talk, Planned Population Reduction. It's a DVD. But, of course, if you don't want to get that, simply get on the Internet. You can find it, the Population Control Agenda. It's listed on the Internet. You can find it on my website at radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. Just scroll down, find it, click on it. Pull it down, read it, and then get it to other people. You must understand there are wicked people who want to kill off most of the people in the world. One of our friends recently went to a meeting with Ted Turner. He talked about the necessity of killing off 95% of the population of the world. 95%. One of the richest men in America, certainly one of the largest landowners. Why would anybody in their right mind want to do that? Because these people are not in their right mind, because they worship a different god. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there 24 hours a day, certainly under one form or another. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. Thank you. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be views of Barry Shamish, who's an investigative reporter. He's an Israeli citizen. He was over there for some 30 years doing all sorts of studies and evaluation. He got into the background of what really happened to Prime Minister Rabin. And, of course, it was simply an execution. He was killed by the Israeli counterpart of their secret service. And certainly so many of the other things going on, the corruption at the highest levels of the Israeli government. In fact, he was getting so close to the very heartbeat of the evil that is guiding Israel today. And believe me, the leadership has very little to do with the average Israeli citizen over there who believes in Israel. But the leadership has a different agenda. Under any circumstances, there were threats against Barry's life. He came to the United States. And so, of course, their loss is our gain. And it's so good to have Barry with us, keeping us abreast of what's going on in that part of the world with an entirely different perspective. Barry, thanks so very much for being with us tonight.
Well, I'm always glad to.
All right,
entirely fine. Different from whom?
Go ahead. from what most people believe.
Wow.
Go right ahead.
You're saying it's a unique point of view?
Unique point of view. This is one reason we have you on, because we want to get the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Go right ahead.
Well, what's unique about it is I'm very seldom wrong. And after many years, you should know that part. But look, a lot of interesting things happened, and I've got them listed in the last week, but I've got to go through one of the most important stories I've done in a while. And I sent it to you on Friday, right?
Yes, you did.
Did you enjoy it?
I did, as always.
Well, it was a lot more complete. When I was speaking to you last week about the Sea of Galilee being dead, I only had scraps. Then I put it together, I think, in a way that, well, the result has been terrific. You know, I turned on the news yesterday, that would be Monday. The news from Israel is that the Israeli cabinet decided to clean up the Kishon River, which is, well, very much a part of the story I wrote. I'm not sure, but it sure seems to me that when I write stuff, there's a reaction without being cited or credited. Who ever heard of the Israeli government trying to clean up the Kishon River before this article? But I may be wrong.
Well, under a certain... Now, basically, because what Larry... Pardon me, what Barry points out is the fact that suddenly the Sea of Galilee is dying. The fish are dying there. It used to be that they used to get 200 tons of fish out of there, and this last year they got about 150 tons. In other words, from 2,000 tons down to 150 tons. And certainly, a dramatic fall in the amount of fish harvested, because the Sea of Galilee is dying. And certainly, the article is excellent. I'm sure it's posted on Barry's website. Go right ahead.
Right. Well, I would say it's dead, quite frankly, but I'll go into that. Now, it's not dead of anything, but well, the peace process, giving millions of cubic meters of water every year to Jordan and the Palestinians, drained the lake. But there's also a drought, and that just pushed the peace process even faster. Now, you're right about the figures. In a normal year, which up until 10 years ago, you got over 2,000 tons of fish. the famous one being the tilapia, the St. Peter's fish, but there are others. And, yeah, it dropped to, well, as close to zero as you could get. Something very abnormal happened. The fish are no longer living in the Sea of Galilee. It's ecologically dead. And, well, try and get an Israeli to understand that, but that's not the point. The article, well, it made it a bit personal. Now, when I found out there was something really, really wrong with the fishing, was just as I was, well, forced to leave Israel, 6-7 years ago, I took my son. We had an amazing opportunity. An admirer of mine had an actual sport fishing boat on the Kinneret, something very rare in Israel. And he invited my son and I for a trip in his boat. And we launched at 3 in the morning, and we took from Western Kinneret, and we took about an hour and a half drive in the dead of night. I mean, this was really very spooky. And we passed all kinds of sites that I didn't even know existed. They're not visible from the road. The most outstanding was a 19th century riverboat abandoned in the water. I'd never heard of such a thing. And, well, we finally got to the Jordan River Delta, which, well, I know, and I'll tell you I know shortly, but it's the richest fishing ground in the Sea of Galilee. And my son and I dug worms the night before, and I set the worms, and right in the heart of the delta were, well, there should have been endless, tremendous fishing. You couldn't get to a better place, but there was nothing. Nothing. And a few snags, that was it. Nothing was hitting our line. And we went, the sun finally rose, and we went right into the Jordan River where it flows into the Sea of Galilee, which if you're a fisherman, that's the best spot you could ask for. Nothing. We were in the right place at the right time with the right bait, and there were no fish. And, well, I didn't know then, but now I know that I did do everything right. What I did wrong is the fish were dead.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Barry's just talking about his last trip into the Sea of Galilee, and Canaris, they call it, and looking with his son, doing fishing, and there just weren't any fish there. And Barry's fished that area for many years, and always got good results. But his last time there, 5 or 6 years ago, why, there just were no fish. Well, of course, this is reflected in the dramatic drop of the amount of fish taken from 2,000 tons down to 156 tons over a period of 10 years. The fish are just simply dying off, and this is the point that Barry's talking about. And it's certainly related to the fact that Israel is pumping massive amounts of water into Jordan as part of the peace process, then the process is simply destroying one of the most amazing tourist sites and sites that has been there. I mean, the Sea of Galilee was there when our Lord Jesus Christ was there, and so much of the story of the New Testament centers around the Sea of Galilee. But that, of course, is no longer the case. The Sea of Galilee is dying. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, I think it's dead. It's funny. This afternoon I was on a radio show by a pastor, Pastor Manning, and he was shocked, and he said, Jesus walked on the water in the Sea of Galilee. And I said, no problem. Anyone can do that now.
I'm sure he didn't appreciate your humor.
Yes,
go ahead.
Yes, he did.
All right, fine.
He had a good sense of humor.
All right, good.
But nonetheless, look, where you're mistaken is I never, ever was in a boat going right into the heart of the delta. I fished on the bank. That's a very different experience than going right into the delta. Now, I had seen how rich Delta was. Now, this goes back all the way to the 80s when I was writing for what was an influential Jewish newspaper. It was called the Israel Digest. And I would send them off these stories. And one day I went with my girlfriend at the time. I have very fond memories of her. She was a good photographer, too, Shirley. We went with the fishermen in their boats in the middle of the night. And it was just as spooky, let me tell you. But at least they had a boat. They had a light in their boats. So there was some escaping the all-encompassing darkness. But we, well, they just took such a bounty of fish. And, you know, the writing was decent, but it was the photographs that sold this article worldwide was reprinted. Massive, hundreds of tons on one night, all the fishermen together brought in. And these fish, within hours, they were on top of charcoals on Tiberias sidewalk cafes, which were very, very tasty. And this was the culture of Tiberias in the eight, well, up until, let's say, 6-7 years ago, when the, after peace and after water started disappearing, well, the restaurateurs now have to import their fish. There are no more fish from the Sea of Galilee to put on their, above their charcoal. It's gone. That whole culture is gone. Now, to go on with the, well, let's do this properly. Now, look, I put in reports from Netanyahu and Jerusalem Post, and everybody blames the fishermen. And I reprinted these reports to make a point. Oh, they say that in, unlike other Mediterranean countries, Israeli fishermen trap their fish during the breeding season, and that's the reason why there's no fish in the canal. Right. And I just said outright that that there were, in biblical times, in pre-biblical times, there were probably more fishermen on the lake than you have in recently in modern Israel. And they didn't know about fish husbandry or anything. They caught the fish, and there was never a time when the Sea of Galilee was out of fish. That is a, well, it was an extremely rich culture of fish. And let me tell you, up until recently, I always caught good fish there. They're not, the fishermen are not the cause of the Sea of Galilee's death. That's what everyone's trying to, well, instead of just saying, well, we're draining the lake and giving it to Jordan and the Palestinians, and combine that with climate change, which is really hurrying the death along much quicker than, 10 years quicker. That's what's killing, that is what killed the Sea of Galilee. Now, look, I'm going to go through, first of all, I'm just going to mention something important before I tell you that this is not the first lake that's died in Israel. And this is very important to know. It's just the last in a string of lakes and the biggest of the lakes. But a very important interview I did way back in 94. And this was done for a London press service called the Gemini News Service. And my articles just went everywhere throughout the third world. I was a big hit in Pakistan and places like that. But here's the story of how I interviewed the negotiator, the Israeli negotiator of the Israel-Jordan peace, water accord, that was signed at the end of that year in 94. Now, he wasn't granting interviews to anybody, but I was reading a newspaper, and I saw the name Yaakov Tzemach, and he was the assistant to the chief negotiator of the Jordan-Israel Water Accord. And, well, I said to myself, if it's the same Yaakov Tzemach, and that's a pretty common name in Israel, I said, I've got a major in. I like Yaakov Tzemach. We were soldiers together, and we liked each other a whole lot. Well, he was a rarity among Israelis. He had a very good sense of humor. So you don't get that a lot with Israelis. We got along beautifully. So I phoned up Tahal. That's the water division of water. It was called Tahal. Don't ask what that exactly means in English. The water division. And asked for Yaakov, and lo and behold, it was my army buddy. So I arranged to meet him. I didn't say anything about interviews, just arranged to meet him, and we got along like old times. We really were glad to see each other. And lo and behold, he was the assistant to the chief negotiator of the, well, the Israel-Jordan peace treaty, the water sections. And when I chose the right moment to ask him if he'd put in, if I could interview the negotiator straight off. And he said, well, he doesn't do it, but I'll put in a good word for you. And, well, that did the trick. Yaakov got me the, and he phoned me up the next day, and I was meeting with the negotiator. Now, I met him at a Tel Aviv restaurant, and he did what, like, all bureaucrats do. He pulled out the bar graph, and he, and studies and all. He was trying to give me the bureaucratic, well, I would learn it was just justification. It wasn't real. But I looked at those graphs, and I saw, like, from 30-odd years before the treaty, there is a line in the middle that is called the red line. The red line is if you go below that, the lake is going to become very, very bad for fish. There are two danger lines, and I'll explain that shortly what it means. But above the red line for 30 years, there's nothing but blue. Good years, bad years, whatever, but nowhere near the red line. But after the peace accord will be signed, he projects what's going to happen to the Kinneret, and suddenly there's no more blue and everything is below the red line. And look, other journalists were trying to sell peace, and they chose not to enter the most obvious question. What happened after the peace agreement that suddenly the water is at the red line? And it's like no one ever asked him that, and he just changed personality. He ordered a drink and then another, and he became very weepy. And here's what he told me. This is directly from the article. I sure hope our leaders know what they're doing. Because if they're wrong, the Kinneret will disappear in a generation. Within 20 years, it will be nearly useless for our water needs. He knew that in 94. I knew that in 94. Now, it only took 15 years because there was a drought in between, but he got it right. The Kinneret is, truly, it's dead. Now, look, I asked him what he meant, and he actually gave me the title of the my Gemini article, Giving Away Dream Water. What he told me is the government is... Oops, I'll wait till the music ends.
No, you go right ahead. The government is what now?
Is going to give away 50 million cubic meters of Kinneret or Galilee water to the Jordanians, and they ordered me to find it. He says, I'm giving away dream water. That was the name of my article, Giving Away Dream Water.
And basically, of course, what this means is the end of the Sea of Galilee, but what it's also going to mean is profound water shortages for Israel, because Israel needs that water. Certainly Jordan would like to have the water, but of course Israel is simply destroying its own future as a sovereign nation to appease its neighbor in the name of buying peace. But of course, is it really going to buy peace? We'll be back in just a moment. Well, Barry, go right ahead.
Oh,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
And so they simply dried up the lake about what the 1950s there, and then funneled the water into the Sea of Galilee.
Yeah, well, they left the park, and look, things got so bad by the 80s that they refilled part of the lake. Not a very big part, but it was I always enjoyed fishing there. It was a good fishing lake, even partially reclaimed, but more to the point, the country got a few more avocados, but the dead lake bed, it just led to endless methane fires, rat infestations. Well, it was just total ecological devastation from that dead lake bed. That's what happens when you drain a lake. And, boy, all I can say is they don't let you light a fire or smoke on the lake bed because of the methane. And the rat holes are everywhere, and that's where I would put my tent down and sleep. But the fishing was good. But even more, I don't know what's more important to this disaster, but the Hula Lake used to filter out bacterial disease and infections before it got to the sea, before they got to the Sea of Galilee. And it turns out the Sea of Galilee, the whole color of the sea changed from a perfect crystal clear blue to a green that wasn't crystal clear anymore. It had algae and all kinds of baloney in it that it never had in its history. In short, draining the Hula, the second biggest lake in Israel, and a very rich one, polluted the Dead Sea to the point where they had to reinstate part of the Hula in the 80s. That's how polluted it was getting. But it doesn't just end. Now, here you have to look a little bit about the ecology of the Dead Sea before we go and discuss this third biggest lake also killed in Israel. But first, understand this. The Dead Sea has got salt springs. On the west side of the Dead Sea are salt springs. That's what the negotiator was saying that we'll give that away to the Jordanians.
Dead side of the Sea of Galilee, you're not talking
about...
Yes,
what did I say?
You said a Dead Sea.
Oh, that... Well, I was jumping ahead.
I know you were. Go ahead.
All right. Now, these salt springs have no major effect. Unlike the Dead Sea, the Sea of Galilee has got an exit. It's the southern Jordan River, which goes to the Dead Sea. And that exit means that fresh water coming in, well, the salt water is flushed and new fresh water comes in, and the lake doesn't turn into the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea has no exit, and the salt wins. Now, here is what a red line and a black line is. If you take the fresh water out of the Sea of Galilee, there will be a level of salinity and brininess at some point where the water is going to turn slowly into the Dead Sea. In other words, the salt streams are going to defeat the fresh water of the Sea of Galilee. That's just the problem. I just described the problem. Now, what happened in the last 1994 was signed from 1995 on. They were pumping out remarkably. I mean, you're talking 90 million cubic meters of water to Jordan and 23 million to the Palestinians. Who says they can take Israeli water? What's that got to do with peace? They can find their own water. But look, the stupidity of the peace camp in Israel, they don't care if Israel makes it or doesn't make it. They couldn't care less. They just want the Arabs to love us.
Well, the Arabs are never going to love you, and I hate to say this, Barry, but I think there's some people working at the upper echelons of the Israeli government who already have said they are not pro-Israel, just as I feel that I fear that people working at the highest levels of our government, the American government, who hate America. But we'll be back here in just a moment, because of course this is going to devastate Israel. I mean, Israel is dependent upon abundant water supply. Why would you agree to actually destroy the major sources of water there in Israel in the name of peace? I mean, it won't do you much good if you don't have agriculture or water for the function of society. And that's exactly what the Israeli leaders did in 1994. Let us swear allegiance Israel, pardon me, Barry, go right ahead.
Well, what we're dealing with, again, as I was explaining, the Dead Sea is dead because the salt water can't be flushed. The Sea of Galilee lives because the salt water is flushed. But if you take out too much water, fresh water, well, the sea starts turning salty. And the ecology will never, ever recover from this. I mean, never. Once you kill the entire ecology of this ancient lake, there's no recovering it. And that's what happened to the Sea of Galilee. And it is dead, by the way. You can write your epithets right now. It's dead. What can you say? A few fish somewhere still survive, 100 tons of them a year, but they'll die too. But again, we have to look at water again in Israel. It's not as if this is the first and only case of a lake disappearing. We've got the Hula disappearing in the 50s with terrifically bad environmental results. But there it was a third lake, and that is the Gambaruch. Now, I discovered it. It's situated just below Mount Megiddo in the Jezreel Valley. And I discovered it on an army maneuver in 1980. And it's a very significant lake. I was very excited to know it existed. I'd never heard of it. And for the next 2 decades, I turned Gambaruch into my beloved fishing and camping spot. I've got stories I won't tell you, but the fishing was just as good. It was a terrific fishing lake. In 2004, I returned with my son. My poor son got sucked into seeing all this happen before his eyes. I wonder what I did to him. Well, whatever I did to him, I decided to take him fishing at Gambaruch. And what did we find when we got there? It was covered in belly-up white from one end to the other. All the fish had been poisoned.
Hold that thought. The fish had been poisoned. They put something in the lake. Why would they poison the fish in the lake?
It was an accident, or it was terrorism.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and there's Barry talking about the third major lake in Israel and how they, basically about 2004, 2005, he was there. And suddenly he went there with his son to go fishing. And, of course, somebody had accidentally poisoned the fish. And, of course, the top of the lake is simply all these fish there with their white bellies up. They've all been poisoned. So go right ahead with your story, Barry.
Well, first of all, I mean all the... when they were living, these were some mighty big fish in there, and little ones. There were minnows, and there were tilapia, and there were eels, and there were catfish, and there were carp, and they were all dead. Now, boy, the stink of them, and just looking at that lake, my poor son, that's all I can say. Poor me, I didn't, my fishing lake is dead. Well, I returned the next year, my son and I again, with me anyways, hoping that the lake had recovered. Nope, it was drained. That big, significant lake filled with fish it wasn't even a lagoon, it was a puddle. A puddle! And fishermen surrounded the puddle. They threw in their lines, but there were no fish alive in the puddle. Israel has killed lake number 2 and lake number 3 in the country. And that's what I told you about this headline. Remember this. Gambaruch was formed by damming the sources of the Kishon River. And what do you know? 2 days after I read the article, the Israeli cabinet has promised to clean up the Kishon River. I'm telling you, I don't like coincidence. I think somebody is reading me. They're acting on it.
I'm sure they are, Mary. It's amazing how much influence one person can have. And I'm sure you're having influence in Israel and in many other places throughout the world. You know, somebody once said the pen is mightier than the sword, and there's a certain element of truth to that. Well, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, and how they, of course, can get to your PayPal button. Why don't you tell them that, then we'll get back to this amazing story, which, of course, Barry's just put out this last week. And certainly it is getting the attention of key people in the Israeli government. And the last thing that these people want, I believe, is for the Israeli people to suspect that these things are not happening by stupidity. They are happening by design. But right now, let's tell people how to get your books and other information.
Sure. And by the way, by blaming the fishermen, they're hiding from what they did. But we'll get back to that. You buy my books, and I wrote plenty on this subject of water in Israel. In my books. This is not a new subject to me. You get them at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box. Write in my name, Chamish. That's how you spell Chamish. You'll get to the books. You download them for like $7, and you've got an e-book. And, well, if you order them, it's a bit more. But my website is barrychamish.com, and yes, the article is up there in the article section, and yes, there's a PayPal button at the bottom of the main page, and well, if you donate, you'll find out that I'm pretty grateful, and you'll get a really nice package from me if you just donate a little. All right, let's get back to this.
All right, go ahead then.
Now look. Two lakes are gone now. Now here is when the third lake was going, well, it happened last year. And I'll just explain how it happened last year, how the Kinneret reached the black line. And that was last year. Now, what happened is Israel gave away the Yarmouk River to Jordan. They split it. Remember, that's from the Dream Water. That's what the negotiator gave Jordan. He gave him the Yarmouk River. It wasn't even theirs. But last year, the Jordanians found pollution coming from the Israeli side of the river. Oil and sewage, the works. That's probably what killed the Gan Baruch as well. But without diving into it, they pumped the water from the Arkon through a canal, the King Abdullah Canal, and it supplies Amman with over a third of its water. It's a very important source, the Yarmouk, and it was polluted. Now, look, it wasn't even theirs. Israel gave them half the Yarmouk, but once it polluted the water, Jordan was given 180,000 cubic meters straight from the Kinneret. And during the summer months, which are very hot in Israel with no rain, another 60,000 cubic meters went to Jordan, and that brought the lake down to the black line. That's what, well, let's just put it this way, that was drastic. Now, there's other things going on. There is a drought, and it's region-wide, but there have been droughts in the past, and the Kinneret didn't die. The drought is, well, the negotiators said 20 years, fine. It took 15 years to do it. But he was right on target. The drought pushed it an extra 5 years. The point of the matter is that did Jordan take this polluted water and send it to a water treatment plant? Of course not. Jordan dumped the water into valleys that fed into the southern Jordan River, which is already totally polluted, but it leads to the Dead Sea, which, by the way, is already a shrinking ecosystem, and fragile is not the word for it. It's also dying. You go to a Dead Sea Hotel, you have to walk a mile to get to the water now. It's also dying. Now, I could give the reasons for that, but it's irrelevant. The fact is that, again, I was on this religious show, and the pastor says, but what about baptisms? I said, no problem. Just put them in the Jordan, cover them with oil and sewage. Go ahead, baptize away. The Jordan, the Southern Jordan, which I used to fish at, and all the memories I could tell you, you can't do it anymore. For one thing, the Jordanians are on the other bank, and they killed six kids from my town with Beit Shemesh. A soldier went nuts and just shot six kids. For one thing, it's a security nightmare now. And for another, the water is barely flowing. It's the same width. But it doesn't flow anymore. And it's totally polluted. Boy, did I lose my fishing sites. I gotta tell you, the Southern Jordan is now too dangerous and too polluted. The Northern Jordan doesn't have fish in it anymore. The canal doesn't have any fish anymore. Agam Baruch is dead. It doesn't even exist anymore. Israel is destroying its water.
Well, there's no better way to destroy a great nation than to destroy its water supplies. Go on ahead.
Well, it's not just... Listen, when it comes to the Chula and Agam Baruch, I don't think it was peace. I think it was just raw stupidity. But nonetheless, the Galilee, to lose the Galilee, that's the last one. And, well, you've already lost the Galilee. When last summer, the lake finally reached the black line. The black line is when it turns saline and the fish die and the plants die and everything dies. When they pump the water to Jordan, the lake dropped to the black line. And that means, well, permanent damage to the lake. Permanent. Look, I'll tell you when I figured out that drought or no drought, the drought has an effect, but it's just hurrying along an inevitable process. In 2002, I gave a lecture in the Golan Heights. It was a Rabin lecture. On the way home, I couldn't resist. I stopped at an Eastern Galilee kibbutz and threw in my line below the pier, which once held its fishing boats. That pier soared 15 feet above me. And the ancient and recent lake levels. And after speaking with the negotiator, and I understood why that pier, that the water had dropped 15 feet, I said, this lake is doomed. Now, I didn't know that climate change and the drought were coming along, but I knew that draining the Sea of Galilee for peace had murdered the lake. And now it's gone. Ecologically, the Sea of Galilee is gone.
Well, has there been any other response, you know, from other publications about your article?
Tons. A lot of people claim to love Israel won't reprint it. And that's just blindness. And Israelis know nothing that the Sea of Galilee is dead. All I can say is that an awful lot of people found it very depressing and told me to write something up and humorous next time, that they couldn't deal with that kind of a story anymore. That was a lot of reactions.
Well, I think that we have to be objective. We have to look and see what's really going on. There's no way to correct a problem if you don't understand the problem. And you can't suddenly solve the problem by burying your hand in head in the sand.
Well, then Israel's doomed with that attitude.
Right, absolutely.
All right, let's go to the normal news. Just strangely enough, there were very offbeat stories that I should let you know about. Now, this is the number one offbeat story, that Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi sent a delegation to Israel this week in an effort this is their quote, to repair the tarnished image of their nation and leader. To Israel, he sends a delegation? Now, believe it or not, there's some logic to this, but who met the Libyan delegation but, well, C.P. Livni, leader of Kadima and almost prime minister last election. She met with them, and Mayor Sheet-Frit, who, oh, you don't have to know who these people are, major Israeli political leaders met with the Libyan delegation. Now, what were they doing there? And it doesn't take a lot to figure it out, because I've written about this already. If you follow my writing, well, it was 20 years ago, I said that Gaddafi, that there has relatives in Israel, and he's from a, his mother was Jewish, that in fact, I spoke with a woman in the south of Israel who claimed that Gaddafi was her second cousin. And I wrote about this ages ago. Now, well, earlier this year, I revealed that Gaddafi put his money into the formation of a Libyan political party to run in the last Israeli Knesset elections. Now, everyone thinks that Gaddafi is very hostile to Israel and so on and so forth. The fact remains, what was that delegation doing there? And look, Gaddafi is in a lot of trouble. I'm sure he's feeling that trouble. He's, except for the capital where his troops keep control, he's all but lost the country. That means he'll need a place to run to. And if he is Jewish, Israel will be obliged by its own laws to provide him with asylum. And that's the only logic for this delegation, this Libyan delegation, is to prepare the way that, believe it or not, Gaddafi is going to show up Jewish. If he goes down, it'll be the only country that has to take him.
Fascinating. That is. Okay, I mean, I think that just is an entirely different slant on things, but certainly because everything's being done to overthrow Gaddafi, I don't think he's any worse than any of the other dictators there. In fact, I think he's got an awful lot of support among his own people. What is your impression of certainly? It sounds to me like there's only about 1,000 rebels that we are financing to try to overthrow him. This is certainly doesn't appear to me to be a popular uprising. What are your thoughts about what's going on?
Yeah, popular, my whatever. It got a... Israel sent its mercenaries. NATO is bombing Gaddafi and they're trying to kill him. I wouldn't call that a popular uprising. The rebels have a ton of help. It's not a popular uprising so much as a backed uprising. And why get rid of Gaddafi, my goodness? There's got to be a reason. And NATO is, and America are certainly getting rid of Gaddafi. The bombings and the missile strikes and everything are a nightly occurrence in Gaddafi's Libya. But let's not dive into that. On a related subject, Iran, the Iranian supreme leader, I'll bet you've never heard of Ali Khamenei, but he sent Obama, a letter just filled with threats. It was delivered by the Iraqi president, who, if you didn't know, is Jalal Talabani. What Iran accuses the United States of meddling in Syrian affairs, surprise, surprise, the American ambassador went to the Hamas. About a 500,000 people showed up in the streets, and the Syrian troops were ready to massacre them, but the American ambassador became a human target. America has been doing all kinds of stuff, but According to the Iranians, if they keep this up, Iran's going to retaliate against American troops in Iraq.
My understanding is, of course, that there was some violence against and destruction of the American embassy in one of the major cities in Syria.
The only city where there's an embassy is Damascus.
Right.
And they left it unguarded, yes.
So basically, of course, we're demanding, of course, an apology from Syria because somebody destroyed the American embassy or injured
the American. Well, that's what Clinton did tonight.
Right.
Naughty, naughty. You left us unguarded.
We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program right here at Radio Liberty. Well, Barry, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up tonight's program.
Oh, that's not much. But I'm just going to give you...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United...
To China and other countries is just happening by accident. Do you think it's just by accident? We have a situation where American corporations operating overseas don't pay any taxes, whereas American corporations in the United States pay the highest corporate taxes in the world. If you had your choice of operating a place where there are no taxes and no regulations and certainly no tariffs to get the products back in the United States, where would you operate if you were trying to make a profit? You'd operate overseas. Our leaders know that. They're intent upon the destruction of the economic base of our country, but they cannot tell the American people that. Is it possible there are people working at the upper echelons of the Israeli government who want to destroy Israel? Is it possible there are really secret societies out there that have an intense hatred for the United States and for Israel? If you have not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Then you need to get my talks on the forbidden secret and the dark secret and the syllabuses that go with it, and though they don't necessarily address Israel, the similarities between what's happening to Israel today and what's happening to the United States is striking. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and Sydney. Look at all the DVDs and four tape sets and videos and CDs that we have. And basically, of course, we have four tape sets and four CD sets on the Bilderbergers. On the Skull and Bones, we have books on this. We have videos, certainly, on the Bohemian Grove. You want to get the information we have. You're not going to find it elsewhere. You want to get the background of the Illuminati. We've got two great four CD sets. Dr. Dennis Keddie actually talks about the background of the Illuminati. You need to understand the Illuminati is not imaginary. It was a very real organization, and the influence of the Illuminati spreads to the highest levels of our government today. Not that the Illuminati still exists as it originally did, but the ideas, this idea of a one-world government and a one-world currency and the destruction of Christianity permeates every aspect of our society today. There is a conspiracy against Christianity. These people hate God because they worship a different God. And until you understand the part that Gnosticism plays in what's going on, you cannot understand anything going on in the world today. There really are secret and satanic organizations. We see all these strange deaths that just don't make sense. And yet, of course, nobody ever talks about, for instance, the son of Sam Keller. He was part of a secret Luciferian cult called the Process Church of the Latter-day Judgment, as was, of course, the Mansons, Charles Manson. Why don't we ever talk about those things? Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we hope, of course, that you'll want to get our four-tape set on Satanism and our four-tape set on the supernatural. We have a book on satanic crimes. The information is available at Radio Liberty. We'll have an excellent guest later this week on Aleister Crowley. He's written a wonderful book. It's got so much in it, and it's got so much written by Crowley about how he hates Christianity. Aleister Crowley, the leader of the OTO, member of the Secret Order of the Golden Dawn, a 33rd degree Mason, who was a 33rd degree Mason for 12 years before he was invited to join the upper echelons of Masonry, the satanic source of their power. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 11 July 2011. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is 7-11-11. Ooh, that didn't mean anything. Just thought I'd throw it out there. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Hope you did something good for yourself or someone else. And hope you just enjoyed the time. Every single minute. You know, that's something that we have a tough time. I should speak for myself. Have a tough time doing. Experiencing every moment for what it is. Because sometimes we're so busy thinking about the future, worrying about the past, that we don't do the present justice. And think about it.